Three Ways Jesus Showed How to Die Daily, written by Emily Massey, read by Laura Hopkins. Today's verse is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 31. I affirm, brethren, by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. As Jesus' disciples, we are called to follow him. That was Paul's mission in life, to imitate Christ, and is what he and the rest of the apostles literally gave their lives to preach to the world through their words and actions. We may not ever get the honor to literally die for Jesus Christ because of our faith in him, but by God's grace, we can imitate his selflessness every day. How do we imitate Christ in our everyday life? Here are three ways Jesus lived a selfless faith on earth. First, Jesus humbly approached the Father through prayer. Even though Jesus was God in the flesh, he still leaned upon God the Father for everything he said and did while he walked this earth. Jesus would rise early to pray and seek God for his will for the day. Second, Jesus obediently submitted himself to the will of the Father. Each day we are faced with the temptation to satisfy our flesh or go outside the boundaries of God's perfect will. We discover what that will is when we read the Bible and study it for ourselves to learn God's ways. We are not perfect, but thankfully, Jesus was, and because of his sacrifice on the cross, we have been given the precious gift of the Holy Spirit as born-again believers. We read in Luke chapter 22, when Jesus was praying in the garden on the night before his crucifixion, he cried out to the Father, "Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." At his most desperate hour, he yielded his life to God's plan, even when it meant that he was going to die a very painful death. Yet he knew that wasn't where the story ended. There would be a resurrection. Third, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve others. Jesus ministered to thousands upon thousands of people during his time here on earth. John chapter 22 tells us that if all the things Jesus did were all written down, the entire world could not contain the books that would be written. Who is God asking you to serve? What selfish desires do you need to lay aside and put someone else's life before your own? Are you too busy or too distracted to serve others?
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, friend. Are you stressed? Maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.